But I'm telling you right now, you're not defined by who you are. You're defined by who you want to become.
Bouncing back, number one, is refusing to listen to the negative chatter in my own head, creating something from absolutely nothing. I didn't ask permission, I gave notice. At some point, I have to stop asking, can I be great? Can I be brilliant? Can I be okay and still be accepted? I just stopped asking permission and just gave notice unapologetically, not in a braggadocious way, not in a way that shrunk anyone else, in a way that said, I only got one life and I'm gonna ride this one till the wheels fall off.
If you have a passion in your heart, fire in your belly, it's gonna be you. It's gonna be you getting up early. It's gonna be you staying up late. It's gonna be you running the miles and going to the gym. It's only gonna be you, because outside motivation can only last for so long. You can hire the greatest trainer in the world, but ultimately, it's on me.
In life, a lot of us believe that we're working much harder than we actually are. We think if we got up early for 4 days, we've earned something. You gotta drop your entitled mindset. It's dead weight. We believe we work harder than we actually have. Trust me, most of us haven't. The one thing in life you gotta realize is this: learn to help yourself. Don't count on other people to help you.
Is to open yourself to the possibility that everything isn't the way it appears to be. And so even if you can just open yourself to that possibility, just for a moment, you can pick up it all the next day. You can take it all with you the next day, that it's all real and everything that you're seeing. But if you just for a moment open to the possibility that things might not be the way that you think they are, then you have the greatest opportunity to really discover something incredible, how incredible you are.
Drives me nuts. Everybody thinks they're gonna turn inside like an archaeologist and find that thing, their deepest passion, the thing they always love, hiding inside. As soon as you say it, I hope it sounds ridiculous, that you would love something that much and yet somehow be blind to it? It doesn't work like that. It's like real love. You've gotta go on a date first. You see somebody you're interested in. You talk to them, it sparks something. You spend time, you engage. And through that process of engaging with it, maybe, if you're lucky, it turns into a fascination. But if you really want a passion, you've got to go through the process of gaining mastery.
We had to keep doing the work to get to a place where we could be here. And that's the thing that I think people miss, is like, you have to keep going. You don't even know who you're gonna be. You don't know who you're gonna be half a decade from now or 10 years from now, because you stopped. Like, why am I successful and other people who want the same things and start at the same time aren't? Because when they heard no, they listen.
But faith is believing in the unseen anyway. So I had enough faith to go, I know like I know like I know like I know. I don't necessarily have to see it yet.
Because I choose not to ever be a victim. I cannot choose whether I'm victimized, but I have the ability to say I will never be a victim. Because there's always something you can do differently. There is always something you can do differently.
You are celebrated in the light for what you do in the dark, like what you do before anyone else is awake, what you do when no one is looking, that's what you're celebrated for. And nobody else can force you to do that. That's going to be on you.
If you would just think about what you want, that's all you'd ever get in your life. Every time a belief goes out, you feel completely free. You know, it's an amazing, amazing feeling. You just feel as light as a feather, and actually you feel invincible.
Tell me how holding on to all the reasons, all the excuses, all the justification for why your life sucks, tell me how it's serving you. Has it made your life better? Has it given given you more access? Has it given you more friends? Has it propelled you forward? Has it given you strength? Or did it suck the life out of you?
Anything after the word I am is true to your unconscious mind, Mike. Anything. Anything after I am. Anything after I am. You know it's not true. Your conscious mind will believe it. Anything after I am. So the use of affirmations is very intentional and very consistent.
And once you understand that you can always make a different choice and get a different reaction, and that's the power in your life, that's the power that you have, is no matter what's going on, you can choose to think differently, believe differently, see differently.
We all got excuses. We can hold on to them all day long, or we can say, you know what? I'm not giving that power anymore.
All these dungeons that we've created, all these trap doors that our life has created, most of the time we quit is because we don't have any mental tools to get us through the other side.
Here's the problem I find most people have. They judge themselves through the lens of a moment. They fail at something, and they think that defines who they are. But I'm telling you right now, you're not defined by who you are. You're defined by who you want to become.